Thank you, Brittany and Samuel. Then I heard about Jesus. Amen. I remember the day, don't you? I hope you do. Amen. I heard about Jesus. Amen. That's it. That changed everything, didn't it? I heard that precious name, the name above all names, the name of the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's find John chapter 12, if you would, this morning. Amen. John chapter 12. It just so happens I'm going to preach to you this morning about Jesus. Amen. What a shock. Amen. What a shock. But that's exactly who we need to hear about. We need to hear more about Jesus. We need to speak more about Jesus. Amen. We need to know more about Jesus. Glory to God. John chapter 12, if you would stand with me, amen, as I read. If you'd follow along in your place there, just standing out of honor and love and respect for this book and for the Savior behind this book. John 12, verse 23. Verse 23. And Jesus answered them. Aren't you glad when Jesus answers? Amen. When God answers prayer. Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Boy, that you need to listen to these verses, dear beloved. Now, verse 27. "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour came I unto this hour, and for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Amen. Amen. "The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Glory to God. "And I," he says in verse 32, "and I," he says, "if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of these dear folks sitting before me. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, loving you, needing to hear from you, desiring, Lord God, for you to minister to the need in every heart in this place. Lord, I pray that you would take full control of my thoughts and my heart and my mind. And Lord, that I would be filled with your Spirit. Heavenly Father, that you would keep my voice strong without interrupting, Lord God. I pray for each person sitting here that they would be without distractions in their minds, Lord, please. Now, bind the devil. We plead the shed blood of Jesus here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus is preparing the world, his disciples and those that are around him in this passage of Scripture. He's preparing them for the cross. He's telling them about the cross. He's telling them that he's going to be glorified, verse 23, to be glorified. He's telling them that he's going to die, not so that he can abide alone, but so that he can bring forth fruit. And listen to me, the principle there is that his death, his burial, his resurrection, the gospel message is the reason that anybody's ever been saved. Amen. And it's because he died. He had to die. There could be no resurrection without first a death. You understand that, right? He had to die, and now he's bringing forth fruit still today. He says in verse 25, "He that loveth his life shall lose it." You and me, dear beloved, we all, what he means by that is we can't live our lives loving our lives. We've got to die to ourselves and our will and desire what God desires. And then he says we hate our life. In other words, we don't care about what our life or what we want. We live for Jesus. And then we can serve the Lord in verse 26 and follow him. And the Bible says that God will honor those who serve Jesus. And that's an amazing promise there. But I want to jump down. He goes on to say that he said that he knew his soul was troubled in verse 27. He says, what should I say? What should we say when our soul is troubled, dearly beloved? What should we do when our heart's worried, and anxiety and trouble and cares are invading our minds? Listen, he said, Father, save me from this hour. He said, shall I say that? And then he says, but for this cause came I under this hour. In other words, he says, I can't ask for God to deliver me out of this because that's why I'm here. He said he changed his prayer in verse 28. He changed his prayer. Father, glorify thy name. In other words, Father, don't worry about what I feel, or don't worry about how I feel, or don't worry about what's going to happen to me, Lord. It's all about you being glorified. It's all about God in heaven being glorified. Jesus was talking about the old rugged cross. He was talking about the suffering and the misery that he was going to face on that old rugged cross. And he said, what should I do? What should I say? How should I pray? And he's just using this as an example for you and me. There's going to be things that we know. Listen, there's going to be times when we surrender our lives to the Lord, when we yield our lives to live and serve our Savior and follow Him. God's going to honor us, yes, but understand something. It's all for His glory. It's all for His honor. It's all for His credit and His sake. He said, what should I do? How should I pray? We don't know how to pray sometimes when we know things are coming upon us, when we know there's struggle and trials and things are, and we're hurting, or our hearts are breaking. We don't know how to pray. And Jesus is teaching us right here how to pray. Father, don't save me from this hour, but Father, glorify thy name. Amen. Glorify thy name. Look what he says in verse 28 after he said, Father, glorify thy name. Notice, then came there a voice from heaven. Hallelujah. Then he heard from heaven. Amen. Then he heard from God. Listen, sometimes we just need to worry not so much about hearing from God, but we need to focus on how we pray. We need to focus on what we say when we pray. Lord, I don't want you to deliver me from this. This is why I'm here. Father, you put me here. This is the cause that you've given me. This is your will for my life. So, Father, instead of taking me out of this, instead of delivering me from this, I'm living for you. You be glorified, Father. Thy name be glorified in me, through me. And then the Bible says there came a voice from heaven, amen. And there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Hallelujah. God's never going to be done. There's never too much glory for God, amen. There's no limit to the glory that God deserves and God should receive from our lives. The people therefore stood by in verse 29 and they heard it. They said it thundered. An angel spake to him. Jesus said, no, that voice came for your sakes. That voice came because you need to realize my Father in heaven is real. Amen. And I am the Son of God. I am sent by God to do the work that He's given me to do. I am sent by God to glorify His name. I am here on this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. To do the work that He's given me to do. To finish the work that He's given me to do. And that voice you heard, I didn't need to hear that voice. He said, I hear that voice all the time. I hear that voice every day. Amen. He said, that voice came for your sake, just to remind you that He is alive, that I'm real, and He is all powerful. He said in verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. That cross, listen to me, that cross He's talking about, that is the judgment of this world. I told you in Sunday school this morning, I'm going to reiterate it again, that the fact of the matter, the cross was judgment, dearly beloved. It was judgment on the sin of this world, and the prince of this world, the devil, that old Beelzebub, amen, is cast out. When the death on the cross, amen, that all the payment for all sin of all mankind and for all time, amen, was made on that cross by the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, amen. I'm talking about Jesus casting out the prince of this old world, making it impossible for the devil to win. The devil's destiny is forever sealed, amen. His doom is forever determined. He will burn in the lake of fire for all eternity, in torment, day and night, forever and ever. Hallelujah. And my Savior made it possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
Jesus. He says in verse 32, then he says, and I... He says, if this is all going to happen, he says, I've got to be lifted up from the earth. He says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. He said this in verse 33, this he said, signifying what death he should die. I want you to understand something. Yes, Jesus Christ was lifted up from the earth on that old rugged cross. Right. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the day that he was lifted up on the earth. That day, though, is not, that day was one day in history. That day was 6 hours in history and time as we know it. But understand something, dear dearly beloved, it's still happening. We're still lifting up the name of Jesus today. Understand something, we cannot mention, you cannot mention the name of Jesus Christ in this world to anyone that knows anything about the Bible without them automatically thinking, He died for my sins. He died for my sins. He's the one that died on that cross. Listen, anybody that's ever been to church, anybody that's ever been to Sunday school, any child that's ever been anywhere around the Bible, yes, they know the stories of David and Goliath, but they also know, hey, Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Understand something. We need to lift up the name of Jesus. We need to continue to lift up this name. Understand, the world is not being drawn to Him. Dear beloved, Jesus makes a statement here. I want you to look again in verse 32. It's not just a statement, but it's a promise. He says, if I be lifted up from the earth, and yes, He was on the cross. He says, I will draw all men unto me. We are not putting Jesus on the cross daily. We're not lifting up Jesus every day over and over again on the cross. No, absolutely not. Of course not. But we are, listen, we are failing. We're needing to be more vocal in letting people realize and remember who Jesus is and what He did for them. And listen, the name of Christ, think about this. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name, amen, name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Amen. The name of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what is the big deal about the name? You don't have to see Jesus Christ. You don't have to ever literally see His physical body. But dearly beloved, listen to me this morning. The name of Jesus Christ draws people to Jesus. His name, because His name identifies Him with the cross. His name identifies Him with the gospel. His name identifies Him with God Almighty. His name identifies Him with the glory of God and the power of God and the thundering voice of God. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ identifies Jesus with the gospel, the cross of Calvary. Amen. The name of Jesus. What a precious name. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus. Amen. That's what how I loved you. I'm so glad we sang that song this morning. I was just singing that song last night as I was preparing and thinking and praying. Oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name. Amen. A name. That's what that song says. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth, the worth of what? The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Listen, it lifts Him up. And instead of Him being drugged through the muck and mire of the world, amen, we lift up His name. We mention His name. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ has an amazing power, not because it's just not because of the word, but because of what it does in the thoughts and the minds of hearts and men around this whole world. Listen to me. Yesterday, my wife and I were out talking to people, witnessing people, just knocking on doors and trying to preach the gospel to souls. And you see this right here? I carry this with me all the time. And our tracks are designed on purpose with the name of Jesus on the top.
Amen.
So that even though, you know, if they stick out of your pocket just a little bit, amen, people can see Jesus' name. They don't have to see the name of the church, certainly not the name of the pastor, but the name of Jesus, amen, the name of the Savior. This name, notice, is lifted up to the top of the track, amen. Lifted up to the top of the track. And when people see this so many times, yesterday was a record number, I think, they turned us away from their door. They turned us away from their door. They said, no, thank you, I'm not interested. I said, I just finally said, you're not interested in what? I haven't even said two words. You don't even know what I'm here for. They said, I'm not interested in that which you have sticking out of your pocket. Literally, that's what they said. More than once. And I finally said, one lady, I said, you're not interested in Jesus? And she said, no. And she shut the door. And listen to me, folks. What we're talking about, and of course, when you go through that, you wonder, Lord God, what in the world? It's just the name of Jesus. You know, I thought, I told my wife, I said, I don't have anything up here about sin. It doesn't say anything about sin. It doesn't say anything about idolatry or adultery or fornication or drugs or alcohol. It just says Jesus. It just says Jesus saves. It lifts up the name of Jesus. But folks, yesterday we were on a street. that did not want to hear about that name of Jesus. They did not want to even see that name. That name repelled them. They were repulsed and went back in their house. Understand something. I thought about that. I talked to my wife about that. That's been on my mind ever since yesterday. And the truth of the matter is, Jesus was lifted up.
That's right.
Jesus was lifted up in their hearts and their minds. And listen, and they were drawn to Him. They couldn't escape that. And what happened was, when they were drawn to Him, there was light.
Yeah.
There was light, and their darkness was exposed.
Uh-huh.
And they said, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in that. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I am the light of the world. He that walketh after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. He said, I am the light of the world. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all, dearly beloved. And the name of Jesus Christ lifted up, amen, not my name, not your name, not even a church name. The church name is fine, but Jesus Christ's name lifted up on high, lifted up above all other names, the name above all names, amen. Why? It identifies with light. It identifies with life. It identifies with purity, with power, with God, with glory, with almighty, amen, resurrection power of the gospel that was done in judgment for their sins. Death on the cross in judgment for their sins. There are so many names of Christ throughout the Bible. I just want to spend some time with you today. I think we need more of Jesus. We need to hear more about Jesus. We need to hear this name more often. We need to mention this name more often. We need to lift up this name more often. There's not one thing you could do more important in this life than to lift up the name of Jesus more often. Not one thing more important than that is you lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the ears, the eyes, the hearts and the minds of your family, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, amen, everyone around you. Jesus needs to be lifted up. He promises, He said, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Bible calls Him the last Adam. It says, so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. You see, that last Adam, Jesus Christ, came. One man brought sin into the world, amen, but one man brought Jesus Christ, His blood and His salvation, Jesus brought, and He's the last Adam. There's not going to be another. He's also our advocate, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's our advocate. He's our representative. He stands in place for, instead of us having to face our judgment and our condemnation, Jesus Christ, our advocate, has taken our place. Revelation chapter 1 calls Him the Almighty. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Glory to God. Amen. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the Almighty. He's the Amen. The Bible says, unto the angel of the church, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He's the apostle and the high priest of our profession. The Bible calls Him the arm of the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's the arm of the Lord. He is the right hand of God's righteousness. He is Jesus Christ, our strength. He's the reason we don't have to fear and live in dismay and utter despair. He's the author, the Bible says, of eternal salvation. The Bible says He came, He was made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Folks, I'm just lifting up Jesus Christ to you here this morning. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, the Bible says He's the beginning of the creation of God. Everything was created. He's not created by God. He's the beginning. When the Bible says, if you remember in the book of Genesis chapter 1, the first thing God said was, let there be light. You remember that? Amen? Let there be light. And then He says later on, He says, and He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. It wasn't the light, it wasn't physical light that God said, let there be light. He brought Jesus Christ and the light of the world to this earth, to this planet. Amen. He was the first thing that God brought to the world. His name was Jesus Christ. He's the beloved Son. Behold my servant who I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. The Bible tells us He's the beloved Son of God. He's the blessed and only potentate. It's not the Pope, dearly beloved. It's not the Catholic priest. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only potentate. In his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. Listen now, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. He's the branch, amen. He's the bread of life. The Bible says, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread of heaven. I am the bread of life, he said. Amen. Jesus is our bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm simply telling you tonight, this morning, dearly beloved, we need to get our hearts and our minds filled with Jesus Christ. We need to get filled with the thoughts and the minds and understanding who our Savior is. There's no way I can read to you every name of Jesus Christ in this Bible. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, but He's the captain of our salvation.
Yep.
Hebrews chapter 2, it became Him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. He's the captain, amen. He's the one that went on before us. He's the one that takes care of it. He's the one that runs things, amen. He's our chief shepherd. Think about that. 1 Peter chapter 5. When the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Understand something. Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd. Oh yes, there's a shepherd. There's an under shepherd, your pastor. But understand something. There's a good shepherd. There's a chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's coming back one day, amen, for His sheep. Amen. He's coming back for this sheep one day. He is the consolation of Israel. The Bible says He's the cornerstone. Not just the cornerstone of my church, this church, but the cornerstone of your life if you're saved this morning. He's the cornerstone. He's the one that holds it all together. Have you ever thought about that? He's the one that holds your life together, dearly beloved. He's the one that is there. He's the one that is our rock, our anchor, our cornerstone, amen. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. The one that everybody else says, that's the foolish joke, that's a mess, that's a confused bunch of religious fanatics. No, dearly beloved, no. I'm not religious for that. Amen. I am born again. Hallelujah. Yeah. I am saved by the grace of God. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, the one who taketh away the sin of the world. He's my cornerstone. Hey, listen, He's my counselor.
Amen.
Oh, I'm having a good time. Amen. I'm about to shout up here. He's my counselor.
Wow.
Yeah, listen to me. I don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks. I need to go to my counselor and find out what he wants from me. I need to get advice from my counselor. Amen. I need him to tell me who what to do and what not to do. I need for him to make me understand why, what's going on. And listen, he's my counselor. The Bible says he is a counselor, a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's my counselor. Hallelujah. He's my deliverer. Oh, man. That's good stuff. Not only does he counsel me, he tells me exactly what I need to do, then he delivers me when I need him the most. Amen. So the Bible tells us, amen, so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. Capital D. The deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Aren't you glad he turns away ungodliness? Aren't you glad, amen, he delivers you from one day, listen, dearly beloved, that trump of God is going to sound, and that voice of the archangel, amen, and that shout is going to say from the eastern sky, amen, listen to me. And the Bible says he's going to descend to the clouds, and the Bible says we're going to be called up together, and we'll meet him in the air. I was telling Mr. Squires the other day, that meet him in the air is just thrilled my heart for weeks. Now, think about that. I'm going to meet him. I'm going to see him face to face. I'm going to come in contact with him. Listen, I'm going to meet, as I'm not meeting a stranger, amen. I'm not meeting someone I've never met before, you understand? But I'm going to meet him personally, finally. I've heard about him. He lives in my heart. He's spoken to me. It's like I've had, you know, it's like conversations. I remember many years ago, my wife and I, when we were first getting to know each other before we got married, I mean, we talked on the phone. We knew each other on the phone. But there's a difference when you get to see them face to face. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. It's so much better than just hearing their voice. When you hear their voice, when I heard her voice, I had no doubt that she was real.
Amen.
I knew she was real, amen. I knew it wasn't some type of computer recording, although they're getting pretty good nowadays. Sometimes I don't know if it's a recording or a person. I don't know if I should hang up, if that's rude. It's not rude to hang up on a computer, y'all. It's not rude to hang up on a computer. Sometimes, but Sam the other day, Sam answered the phone. He said, Dad, I think, I'm not sure. I said, I hung up on it. I said, what do you mean you hung? Was it a person or a computer? I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? He said, how do you find out? I said, son, you try to talk to them. You say, hello, excuse me, hello, excuse me. And if they don't answer, they just get blah, 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 then you just hang up. It's a computer, right?
Amen.
But when we hear from the Lord, it's not a computer. When we hear from God, and he speaks to our hearts, amen, through this precious book, through the Spirit living in our hearts, amen. Listen, it's not a computer. It's a real voice. But I've never met him face to face. I've never got to see him in all of his glory. Amen. I'm looking forward to meeting him in the air. That's an amazing thought to me. He's going to deliver me from everything in this world. I'm going to walk the streets of glory with him, with Jesus Christ, my counselor, my wonderful Savior. Listen, he's the door. He's the door. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He's the only way in, amen, glory to God. And listen to me, he's not going to let you out either. Amen. You say, well, I don't want this. I remember one time we were talking to some folks over at the campus, Brother Evan and I, and I'm sure he remembers this. And they were trying to say, what if you, they asked a question I've never heard before, and I think it's still, God forbid, forgive me, but I think it's about the dumbest question I've ever heard. Okay? But they thought it was a real deep theological question. They said, what if when you die, you don't want to go to heaven? What if when you die, you say, I don't want your salvation. I don't want to be saved. I don't want to go to heaven. What happens then? Are you still going to go to heaven? And I thought, I really didn't know how to answer them. What do you mean? Why? You don't have a clue what it means to be saved if you would ever even, that would ever even cross your mind. The truth of the matter is, once you get saved, you're in the door, and the door doesn't swing both ways. Are you listening to me? The door doesn't swing both ways. Amen. I'm in. Because he is the door that he's the door that lets in the sheep. Amen. And they don't get out. Glory to God. And I'm thankful for that. He's the everlasting Father. He's the faithful witness. Amen. Listen, he's the first and the last. Amen. He's everything. He's the beginning and the ending. He's everything to me. Understand, so there's so many things I could say to you. He's the forerunner. He's the glory of the Lord. He's God Almighty. He's the governor. Amen. The Bible tells us he is the one that governs this world. The world thinks that it's governing itself, amen. People think that they're going to be able to do what they want to do. And they're given a free will, but he's the governor. He's the great high priest. He's the head of the church.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the head of the church. And I'm talking about Jesus. He's the heir of all things. And I'm joint heirs with Christ. Are you listening to me? He's the holy child of Israel. He's the holy one. He's the holy one of Israel, the holy God. He's the horn of salvation. He's the I am. He's the image of God. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's Jehovah. He's Jesus. He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's the judge of Israel. He's the just one. He is the king, glory to God. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh.
Amen.
Are you listening to? I know we're not Israel, amen, but he's my king too.
Yeah.
He's my king too, and he's coming, amen. The Bible says he is just and having salvation, amen. He's coming again, glory to God. Rejoice greatly, he says. Shout, amen. Yeah. Jesus is coming again. My king is coming to rule and reign in this old world. He's the king of the ages, amen. He's the king of kings, the king of saints. He's the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Oh, how I love Jesus, the Lamb of God, the one who taketh away the sin of the world, the only one who can take away the sin of the world. He's the Lamb of God. He's the leader and commander, amen. The Bible says, behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Don't tell me God doesn't do a little bit of military up there, man. God is a militant. He runs things in decently and in order. I think that's one of the reasons I miss the military the most. Not because of the sin in the military, not because of the filth in the military, but because there was order, amen. There was structure. I love that. I still love that. We need that in America. We need that. But listen, Jesus is the leader and commander. Hallelujah. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the light. The Bible says, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You understand what that means is outside of Jesus Christ, there's nothing but death. Death. Everything that's absent and void of Jesus is dead. Dead as far as God's concerned. He is the light. He is the light of the world. He is the lion, amen, of the tribe of Judah. Glory to God. Yes, he was the lamb for a little while. He was the lamb for 33 and a half years. But listen to me. He's coming back as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's coming back as the king of kings and lord of the lords. Amen. He's the Lord of all. He's the Lord of glory. I've got so many. He's the Lord of our righteousness. He's the man of sorrows.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says he's acquainted with grief. He knows how we feel. He's the one who goes through. He's gone through it already before us. The Bible says he is our great high priest. He is not one who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was tempted in all points as we are tempted. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what it means to be tempted, not to sin, but he knows what it means to be tempted. He's our mediator. Listen, there is one God. One God, dearly beloved, and there's one mediator between God and men. Listen now, the man, Christ Jesus. He's the mediator. He's the one that makes it possible for you and me to go to God. Are you listening to me? He's the one that makes it possible for me to be able to go to God in prayer. He's the one that makes it possible for you and me to be able to hear God's voice. Are you listening? Remember in John chapter 12, I just read to you that Jesus was there and God spoke to Jesus, amen, and the world heard him. Why? Because Jesus was there. Are you listening? Jesus is the only way, the only access to God. He's the mediator. He's the Messiah. Oh, glory to God. He's the one anointed of God. He's the one sent by God. He's the mighty God. He's the morning star. Did you see that sunrise this morning?
Amen.
That's the morning star, amen. That's the morning star. That's Jesus Christ. He's the only begotten Son of God. He's our Passover. Hey, listen to me. That lamb, you remember on the Passover day, they had to kill that lamb and they had to put the blood on the doorpost and the sidepost. And the Bible says, Jesus, God said, when I see the blood, it wasn't an angel, it was God Almighty. He came down. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You will not suffer the death and the consequences of sin. And listen, but Jesus is our Passover. Amen. The blood of Jesus has been put on our hearts by faith and by the grace of God. And now when God looks at you, he said, when I see the blood, amen, I will pass over you. I remember when the blood was applied to my heart. How about you? Amen. Amen. Jesus is our Passover. He's our mediator. He's our Prince of Life. He's the Prince of Kings. He's the Prince of Peace. Oh, listen, think about that for a minute. The Prince of Peace. If there's not peace in my heart because the leader and commander and the Prince of Peace is now ruling and reigning. He's the Redeemer. He's the resurrection and the life. He is the rock of all ages. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible tells us that they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. He's the root of David. He's the rose of Sharon.
Yep.
All of you waiting for spring, amen. Waiting for spring so we can find, well, the flowers are confused. They don't know if it's spring or winter, and then spring, then it's winter. They're blooming, then they're dying. But he's the rose of Sharon that never dies, amen. He's the lily of the valley.
Amen.
He grows in the valley, dear little brother. That's where he blooms, in the valley. So when you're in that valley, amen, don't forget to look for the lily. Don't forget to find the lily in that valley. That's Jesus. He's everywhere. He's everything. He is all the world to me. I love that old song, amen. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me.
Amen.
And the fairest of 10,000, amen. In his blessed face I see. Listen to me, he's the resurrection and the life, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. He's the shepherd and bishop of our souls. He's Shiloh, amen. He's the son of the blessed. He's the son of God, the son of the highest, the son of righteousness. I'm talking about God Almighty, our Savior. He's everything to me. He's the true light.
Amen.
He's the true vine. True vine. Old John 15 says, abide in me. And my words, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and then he said, you shall have what you will. You shall have what you will. You can have what you will. You can live a life with answered prayer. You can live a life that bears fruit. Herein is my Father glorified. Amen. That you bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. Abiding in that true vine. He said, I am the true vine. You are the branches. And we don't have a whole lot of responsibility, dude, loving. All we got to do is abide in that vine, and he'll give us everything we need. Everything comes through that vine. Everything we need comes through that vine into the branches, and that's all we've got to do is cleave to that branch. I mean, that vine, dearly beloved. Stay right there. Don't let anything detach you or break you off from that blessed vine. He's the truth.
Amen.
The truth. The Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's the easiest way to answer the critics. That's the easiest way to answer those gainsayers who say, well, that's not true. Jesus is not. He said, I am the truth. In other words, again, if He is the life, everything else is death. If He is the truth, everything else is a lie.
That's right. Amen.
Every other false doctrine, every other false Bible, every other false thought, every other idea, every other theological answer to anything that goes around or aside or tries to skip over Jesus or make him to be somebody he's not is a lie. He is the truth, dearly beloved. He is the Word. He is the Word of God. And there's just so much more. I could go on and on and on. But listen to me. He needs to be lifted up in our hearts. All I've tried to do today is lift him up. See, every problem you have is because you drifted away from Jesus. Oh, let that sink in. Every problem we have in life is not God's fault. If you go back to John chapter 12, he said, if any man serve me, verse 26, let him follow me. He's listen, if you're serving him, you can't be serving him without following him. You can't serve him without following him. He says, where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, verse 26, him will my Father honor. God desires to honor you. God desires to bless you. God desires and can and is able to take care of you.
Amen.
He's the Word. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. It's everything. Everything. We need to draw closer to Him.
Amen.
That's all this is about this morning. We need. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men, all men unto me. Listen, you're drawn to Jesus today. It might just be that you might just need to have a good old-fashioned rejoicing fit, amen, and just thank God that you're saved.
Amen.
I think that's all this is about this morning. I'm not trying to do anything but draw God's people closer to Jesus, amen. We need more of Jesus. We need to hear more about Jesus. We need to talk more about Jesus. We need to see and look and read more about Jesus.
Amen.
We need to study more about Jesus. We need to draw closer to our Savior, dear the beloved.
Amen.
He's the one. He said, If I'll be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Everything that we need is in Jesus. Every problem we have, He's the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He's the good shepherd. He's the true vine. He is our almighty, wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
Prince of peace. He's Jesus. Yeah. Listen, come closer to Jesus today. Respond to the precious Holy Spirit today. Respond to His call. He says, I've lifted Him up. Now, It's our responsibility. We've got to go. He's drawing us. Listen, He didn't say, I will force them. He didn't say, I will drag them.
Right.
He said, I will draw them. A lot of people are drawn, but they don't come.
Yep.
Yes.
Don't be that one today. Let's pray, Father. Lord Jesus is our only hope. We praise You. We glorify You. We thank You for our Savior. We thank You for who He is. Lord God, we could go on and on all day long about who our Savior is, about what He's done for us, about what He continues to do daily. But Father, right now, for a few minutes, You're drawing us, Lord. You're drawing us in our hearts. You're drawing us in our minds. You're drawing us in our spirits. Lord, You're drawing us, Lord God, to closer to Jesus. Father, I pray, personally I pray, Lord God, that nothing would ever stand in the way of me responding to that invitation. Oh, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. The invitation, Father, was to come to Him, to draw closer to Him. Lord, bless Your people today. May they draw closer. May they come. May they not. Every one of us is drawn, Father. Otherwise, You're a liar. And that can't be. It's impossible. Every heart, every life in this room is drawn to Jesus. Lord, may we not ignore that. May we heed and respond to that precious drawing, that wooing, that invitation in this Bible, from this message through Your Spirit. Bless Your invitation. Bless Your people, Lord God. Do business. Do the work in our hearts that we need. Oh, Lord, please help us to see what we need more than anything else in this life is our Savior. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning. The piano is going to play softly. Let's all stand together. I don't need to say anything else. The drawing has been done. Jesus is drawing. You respond as she plays. The altars are open.